One of our writers, Bruce Cherry, has been trying to get a regular character on the show, and last week I came to my senses and gave him a permanent swap for as long as the show lasts. You remember that, Bruce?
Oh, I remember.
So here he is today as I make good on that vow. Please welcome my dear friend Bruce Cherry for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
Mark, have I got a pitch for you this week.
Okay, all right. Well, I can't wait to hear it there, Bruce.
Excuse me, was I talking to you?
Well, I am Mark.
Correction. You were Mark.
Ooh.
Now Mark is Riley.
Okay.
I found out the show's been canceled.
Uh-huh.
By stumbling across Mike Ferrucci's invitation to the rap party, I might add.
Uh-huh.
And why wasn't I invited to the party?
Well, look, yeah, Bruce, we didn't know how to break it to you. We thought you'd put all the chicken fingers in your pockets like you did last year's Christmas party, so...
People saw that?
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't invited to that party either. I just wanted some hors d'oeuvres before I got asked to leave.
Look, I'm sorry, buddy, but you have this week for the last pitch. Will you do it?
Yeah, I plan to make the most of it.
Okay.
Riley, I understand you're going to have your own show.
That's right, Bruce, Mondays through Fridays.
Well, Maren, you'll have to excuse me while I throw this pitch over the plate, i.e., that is, ergo, to Riley.
All right.
Sorry, Maren, you don't exist for me anymore.
I get it.
Unless you get that show in L.A., in which case I brought this demo reel.
Bruce, I know what you're capable of. I have your name on a list, and I'm going to give it to security at the new studio.
Riley, I think you have a little feedback in the studio here. I keep hearing a buzzing sound.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Riley, you ready to meet your new co-host?
I was thinking...
Don't answer. The way I see it, Riley, you need two things. Hard-hitting journalism and something to get the kids excited. And what do you do when you need a combination of journalistic integrity and youth appeal?
Well, the point I want to...
Exactly, Commissioner Gordon. You send up the Bruce signal. Here's the pitch. I'm a rapping reporter named... Get the... Scoop Dogg. Brilliant, isn't it? Scoop Dogg.
Gee, Bruce, I didn't know you were into rap.
Hey, I love the hippity hop. And to lay down the beats, I got my man, DJ Kalo, Chris Lopresto. You ready to get fat, Chris?
Yeah, and Bruce, I was listening to the show last week from home, and you referred to me as a stooge. What was that supposed to mean, dude?
Whoa, don't take it the wrong way, Chris. I meant stooge like in imbecile.
Oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah. You ever see the Deuce Bigelow movies? You're like the Adrian Brody character.
Really? Oh, that's cool. Wait, was he even in that?
Yeah, he was a stooge.
Cool.
Man, I can't believe how dumb Kalo is.
I saw him the other day in the men's room trying to figure out the urinal.
Guys, I can hear everything you're saying.
Oh, but it's not sinking in, is it?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, I'm ready to lay down some funky beats.
Excellent. Here it is, Riley, the theme song for your new co-host, Scoop Dogg. Hit it, Kalo. My name's Scoop Dogg. I keep your heads a bobbin'. I got more scoops than Baskin Robbins.
Oh.
I got rhymes and headlines for you to consider. I'm a rap journalism mogul. I'm Suge Knight Ritter. From polar ice caps to climes more tropical, I got the news and my rhymes are topical. From Washington capers to Hollywood filming, I scoop all the papers and even I'm Wayne Gilman. Huh? What do you think, Riley? Listen to this, Maren.
Uh-huh.
Look, Bruce, I'm sorry. I just don't think as a rapper you're credible.
You want cred? I'm about to get it. Kalo, do the thing we talked about.
You got it.
Oh, God! You idiot! You shot me! I mean, you really shot me!
That's what you said to do, dude!
The radio, you moron! I meant you should use... sound effects.
Oh, man. Am I in trouble?
No, it's all right, Chris. You did your best, man.
Okay. Did your best, you idiots. I'm dying. Admittedly, it's not for the first time on this show, but this time I'm dying from gunshots. Riley, before I die, I gotta know, would I have gotten the gig?
I like the part with Kalo.
Hey, can I do it again?
I think he meant his the music part, Chris. Stop shooting Bruce, will you? Because we're out of time, okay? All right, that's it for Bruce Cherry's Pitch of the Week.
Yes!
God, I feel like I was disappointing in that.
Well, gee, and there were people that thought you were black before this.
Technically, I shouldn't talk because I'm dead, but then people,
Hey, we're opening it up, man. We're breaking the fourth wall. It's the last 2 days. Wayne Gilman's even sitting in here enjoying the comedy.
The redoubtable news daddy himself.
And I'm honored that I was actually mentioned in that bit.
You were the...
And Bruce, I always thought you were black.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Al Franken's not here. He'd be like, yeah, true, Mark Riley's here.
Exactly.
No, it's Riley. Know? Are you interviewing Al Sharpton?
Yeah. He's like, Chucky Williams survived. And there's two of them.
Exactly. You know, it's a shame. Yeah. What's with Franken with that?
I don't know, but we need to get him that book, Facts About Blacks.
Oh, really?
What is that book about?
I don't think that would help him either.
I don't know, man.
It's a recurring thing with him. Whenever he sees me, he thinks I'm either you or Sharpton.
You fellas, you all look the same a little bit.
And Randy does the same thing to you, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Randy Rhodes.
Randy apologized profusely.
Does that count?
What did she say?
No, she thought I was you one day, and then the next day it was Sharpton, so I explained to her that I get this all the time. But I also had to make the point
Who's
that I
next?
Look a lot
Dave Dinkins?
No.
Is somebody going to mistake you for the former mayor?
Well, I mean, I understand now how they felt when they were working in the old place, you know, when they were the minority. You
know what I mean?
And this has been a preview of the Mark Riley Show.
I would not feel so all alone.
You know what I get all the time? George Foreman.
George Foreman.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that.
Why would you be working in radio? You made 113 mil off your grill.
Well, Wayne, you know, we had a great time mythologizing you and making you larger than life on our show.
I have a new identity, and
it
I thank
to
all
meet
of
with you
for that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to miss you, Mark.
I'm going to miss you too, man.
Every time, you know, I go down the West Side Highway coming into work every day, for those who are outside of Manhattan, it's alongside the Hudson River.
Yeah.
And he almost drives
a huge, giant-sized picture of Menachem Schneerson. And whenever I get to that point, I think of you. I don't know.
This we all sort of look the same.
Is this more of that Sharpton Riley thing?
I got a beard going.
He's got a beard going. I think in a couple of years. Yeah,
another Jew with a beard. Yeah, you know how they are. You know. All right. Well, look, you're going to be around tomorrow, right?
I will be.
Okay, good. It's 14 past. We're going to do Sammy the Stem Cell. You will. Thank you, Bruce. We'll do Sammy the Stem Cell when we come back. America Radio's Mornings Edition.